As I like myself so much, I would like to start that I find it important that coaches realize that the type of support you give to an athlete matters, and it matters such that every type of support may not be equal to athlete. For example, if you take care of some bus transfer, and it's really important because you have to get to the sporting event if you want to participate, but an athlete may not find it so personal support. For example, if you teach someone some new techniques or strategies about the game, it may feel much more personal. So that was my main topic.
Yeah, I read the article named Communicative Acts in Coach-Athlete Interaction When Losing Competitions and When Making Mistakes in Training. And the main point in my article was that usually positive interaction between coach and athlete affects on a positive way in athletes, and negative interaction in affects in negative way.
Yeah, I read the article about athletes' perception of coach power use and the association between playing status and sport satisfaction. And the main point was like how coaches' power use affects to athletes' sport satisfaction and satisfaction toward the coach.
I read this article about coaches' intervention zone, of coach-athlete interaction and athletes' development in youth sports. And the result shows that coaches' attention and how it's like how coaches give attention to athletes in team, it affects to athletes' development.
You had that interesting point that what was it?
The results showed that coaches gave extra attention to athletes who were less skilled, and that affects in a negative influence on athletes because it makes them feel like they are less good.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, I think it may hugely depend on how you look at your sport as an athlete. If you want to make yourself as good as possible, you're going to need guidance and support. But if you feel that you're getting picked on as you're not perfect, then it's possible to feel like that.
Yes, and I find it very surprising that they feel like they are less used because they has this extra attention, because as an athlete I feel that like coaches gave more attention to athletes who are like more skilled. So this was very surprising for me, but it makes sense that it is this way.
Yeah, I think it depends on teams and coaches, how much they give attention to each other's, and yeah.
And I had in my article that athletes who are more confident because of their playing status, like are they starter players or not, if they are starters and they get more positive feedback from their coaches, and then they are more confident. So I think there's like association between if you get more positive feedback and attention, then you are more confident, and when you are more confident, you get more positive attention. So I think it's like a bit same that you say.
Yeah, and I think when I get much guidance and support, I feel like more confident. It somehow makes me feel like that.
Yeah, and I think there may be a difference between team sports and then if you do some sport by yourself only. So the coach-athlete relationship can be really different only by that matter.
Yeah, so it's like important that if you train as a team, the coaches have to give the same amount of attention to everyone, and it's easier if you are like not in team because you are just by yourself with the coach.
Yeah, and also as I read this research article from 2015, they had over 200 former high school athletes that they made some questions about different type of support and different type of satisfaction to sports or to their coaches. And I found it very interesting that you have to know as a coach, or you should know, not only the amount of support you give to every athlete, but you should also remember that what type of support you gave them. Because if you have a notebook and you like, some coaches have this style that they mark always down when they give an athlete support. You also, it's not about just the quantity, but also the quality.
Yeah, and everyone wants different types of support.
Yes.
And different amounts of support. So a coach has to know the person.
Yes.
Behind the athlete.
And also the style, how you give the feedback. For example, do you point on someone who just made a mistake, or do you like you don't mention him or her, just give feedback overall? And on the other hand, if someone has been successful, maybe then you can rise him or her up and show everyone from that person.
Yeah.
Were your articles about team sports or unique sports?
I had both.
In my head, a team athlete from basketball and football.
Okay.
Because I have also team.
Okay, so we have both and they have only team sports.
I think it's for the coach, it's more difficult to get to know team players like as persons because there are a lot of them.
Yes.
And when you're coaching just one athlete, you probably take more time like together. And when you have a team, then it can be difficult to like share the time for everyone in one training.
That's true, and what you said about that, you have to know the person deeper so that you can adjust how you give support in what kind of situations, as someone may feel that they are getting picked on, and someone else may be like, hey coach, here I am, why don't you see me and why don't you support me?
Yeah, and according to my article, there were different types of reaction from the coaches. So coaches should know what kind of reaction they need to give to athletes. So it makes the best result in the athlete outcome. Many athletes, for example, don't want emotional reaction, but maybe some athletes want that. And it's hard to know, especially in team sports, what kind of reaction they want.
How were your research done? Were there questionnaires or were there some other type of analysis?
I had a survey, two section, open-ended, qualitative survey.
I had also a survey about coaches' power use and another survey about sports satisfaction. In this study, these were observed at like 3 points, and it was recorded on the video. So they watched the video and make points about it.
And it was made several times.
Yes.
Okay. I think you had much more quantity in your research, as I also had this one-time questionnaire about athlete satisfaction to their sports and to their head coaches. I think it was a pretty good amount of over 200 former high school athletes, but one thing was that maybe a minor minus that it was only from US. So if you would do that again, let's say in Europe or some other country, the results may differ, because that high school sports system is pretty unique in my viewpoint.
Yeah, and I had also participants only from Britain. So I think there could be different kind of coaching culture. So these boxed results would be different if this would have done in Finland.
How old were the athletes that were?
About 20 years old.
Yeah, so I think it matters also how old they are, because like little kids may need different attention than athletes like our age.
Yeah, the kids need only the positive, encouraging feedback. They don't need, and they don't want the critical.
Yeah, and they might not understand it.
Yeah.
What did you think that was like the most interesting fact about your research reviews?
I think it was that emotional reaction from the coach. I started to think about it, and I
understand.
Yeah, I understood that. I haven't got from my coach any emotional reactions. Never, I think. he's always so calm and looking forward when I lose competitions or fail in something. And I think it's pretty good. I wouldn't like if
please no.
I wouldn't want if tada, I wouldn't want my coach to cry when I lose competition. What do you think?
I think it depends on the athlete, and because I usually like positivity, but then someone else as an athlete may find it like a bit of a role playing. But I think it differs between athletes, and you just have to read and make the right decision.
Yeah, and I think I also thought that maybe if you show your negative feels to athletes, it may feel that you're friends, kind of. And it's, I think it is a positive thing if you can be like friends with your athlete as a coach.
Yeah, I think that's, especially with the athletes and coaches who work together for several years, it's natural. But then also I found it precious that you can draw the line in which roles are you debating at different times.
Okay, what kind of coach is the best coach? What do you think?
I think it's important that coaches treat everyone as an individual, like we have spoke here today.
Yeah,
that's a great point. And I also think that what we talked about, knowing at least as a person, is very important, because then you know, like, if someone wants just positive feedback, but then another wants like more critical feedback. So I think it's important to get to know your athletes, like persons and not just athletes.
Yeah, and I think coach should do his best also in becoming a better, in giving feedback and reading those situations. So and that's one part of the being a professional coach. And also realizing that it's not always about the quantity of the support, but you have to make it quality enough and choose the right type of support in different kind of situations to different kind of athletes.
Yeah, and in addition, I think for a coach, it's important to listen to the athlete, not only give the guidance and feedback, and that it's very important that they listen what the athlete has to say and what do they think, so they can do very good if they still cooperation together to make the best result.
Yes, let's see. That's a really good point.
Okay. Are we ready?
I think we are ready.
Wow. Kiitos teille.